Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this word again this morning, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you stir my heart. You stir our hearts, Lord, to see like you see, Father God, so that we can arise and shine. Thank you for the wonderful scripture where you pray for your disciples and you say, take them not out of this world, but protect them from the evil one by giving them truth. Your truth sanctify. Thank you for your truth, Father God, that you have come and you've given us understanding to know you who is true, and we are in you who is true. Our lives are hid in the family. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And thank you for the God quality of life on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Revelations 5, verse 5 and 7 to 13. Then one of the elders said to me, stop weeping. Look, the mighty Lion of Judah's tribe, the Root of David, he has conquered. He is the worthy one who can open the scroll and its seven seals.
You know, we went through 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and we saw there that he who knew no sin became sin for us, so we can become the righteousness of God. And in becoming the righteousness of God, we are his ambassadors, bringing the truth, sharing the truth. And after he had paid the price, he went down into the grave, down in hell itself, the sign of Jonah, 3 days and 3 nights. And he came alive and he preached to the captives, broke the devil's power, took his keys. And the Bible says he led captivity captive. And what we're getting here in the book of Revelations now, the book of Revelations is the revelations of Jesus, what Jesus has made available. And here you've got the wonderful answers of what has come about. And then you've also got the other side of the coin for the people that are outside of Christ. Many people just read this book as a woe and darkness, and they read the dark side of the story where the devil is deceiving with the mark of the beast. But the beautiful, this book is filled with the wonderful answers for the children of God, the revelation of Jesus, who Jesus is to us now, and the wonderful answers that we've got. So here we've got the wonderfulness of Jesus coming into heaven now, and the call is, who will set us free? Who will pay the price? And here you've got the beautiful picture of Jesus coming in. Like Esther had to go to the king to receive authority, here's Jesus going to receive all authority. Okay? And then it goes on, verse 7.
I saw the young lamb approach the throne and take the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat there. And when the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures saw the lamb had taken the scroll, they fell face down at the feet of the lamb and worshipped him. Each of them had a harp and golden bowls brimming full of sweet, fragrant incense, which are the prayers of God's holy lovers. And they were all singing this new song of praise to the Lamb. Because you were slaughtered for us, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals. Your blood was the price paid to redeem us. You purchased us to bring us to God out of every tribe, language, people, group, and nation.
So here we see he comes in that, and we see heaven rejoicing. We see the power being given over the scroll, the plan of the ages to bring about restoration in every way made available to Jesus. And then within that scroll is our names, our story. We saw that yesterday in the New Jerusalem, the kingdom that we have come to. Our names are written in heaven, and that's our story. And so it's, Jesus is taking all authority here so he can draw his people out of darkness into his marvelous light from every tribe, language, people, group, and nation. And then verse 10, some more wonderful revelation now, the rule and the goodness of God towards mankind. Verse 10, Masredi.
You have chosen us to serve our God and formed us into a kingdom of priests who reign on the earth.
Amen. Reign on the earth. Amen. His kingdom's come. His will is being done. and now working together with the Lord. The grace of God is not in vain, it's to our gain. Amen. Carry on, verse 11.
Then I looked and I heard the voices of myriads of angels in circles around the throne, as well as the voices of the living creatures and the elders, myriads and myriads. And as I watched, all of them were singing with thunderous voices, "Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive great power and might, wealth and wisdom and honor, glory and praise." Then every living being joined the angelic choir, every creature in heaven and on earth, under the earth, in the sea, and everything in them were worshipping with one voice, saying, "Praise, honor, glory, and dominion be to God enthroned and to Christ the Lamb forever and ever."
Hallelujah. Here all authority is now taken up in Jesus. For a period of time, he laid down his glory, being the Son of the living God from the beginning, from eternity, and he took up our cause. He became a child. We've got that in the prophetic word in the first portion of verse 6 in Isaiah chapter 9. For to us a child is born and a son is given. And then he also says in that first part of that prophecy, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Here we see him now take up authority, being restored to his rightful position. And more than that, he has rescued a bride. He's rescued the church. He's rescued the called out ones. Because we see after this taking up all authority, he puts the devil out. We can see that in Revelation 12. And why? So that heaven can be pure. There is no more darkness in heaven. And in the Our Father prayer now, he teaches us, he teaches his disciples, we wake up now to the realities of no more darkness, because the darkness is taken away. So the kingdom of God can come on earth now as it is in heaven. So the beauty of what we see in here now, Jesus has got all authority now. Yes, for a time, we can see that in Hebrews 4 from verse 14 to 16, him who knew everything about heaven and everything about the goodness of God, because he's always been there and he's a part of the Godhead, but he became like a man. He suffered like us. And that's when he was here on the earth. He was walking the walk so as to prepare the way for us, so that when he takes up his position, which he has already done now more than 2,000 years ago, he can help us because he's been there. And that's why in Matthew 24:36, you got him saying, "I don't know the day or the hour. The angels don't even know it, but the Father knows that day." And in what we've seen here now, that day begins. Jesus takes up authority, and now he knows everything. He puts the devil out, and what does he do? He comes back to his disciples, and what does he say? "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go out and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and lo, I'll be with you till the end of this age." So this is the introduction now, up in heaven, taking authority and putting the devil out, and then telling his disciples, the kingdom is here. That's what he's basically saying. We now press into the kingdom. Yes, there's people that don't take hold of this reality, and they hold fast to lies, deception. There's just one gospel, and this is the gospel. Amen? It's the gospel of Jesus. It's the gospel of the Holy Spirit with us. It's the gospel of the kingdom here. This is the reality, and it has come. So now we've got to wake up. We've got to stay in tune, take up our cross daily, get daily sufficiency, acknowledge him in all our ways, and he'll make our path straight. And that's why it's so important, like we're doing this morning, morning by morning, letting him waken our ear. I so love. It speaks about in Hebrews 4 that we've got a high priest now that knows everything about heaven. We've got a high priest now that has been here. He's learnt and he's grown from baby to young man, and then he's taken up all authority. And all authority, he knows everything. There's nothing he doesn't know. He's back to all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving, omnipresent. He's not hiding away in heaven. He's seated in heavenly places, and he's also coming in clouds of glory. And glory is revelation, encouraging his people to arise and shine. Because why? He's purchased the body, and the government is on his shoulders, and we are his body. Amen? He came in a body, he showed the way, and we in our bodies now walk the walk from baby to young man to spiritual fathers in the footsteps of Jesus, together with Jesus. That's salvation. Salvation means Jesus. He will be called Jesus because he will be the salvation of his people. And now we work in together with him and being transformed into his image and likeness, arising and shining. So we are his body, he is the head. We are the branches, he is the vine. So we tap into him and we arise and shine because all things have been done. Jesus has taken up authority and he's ruling and reigning, and we're ruling and reigning together with him. So be blessed, guys. Arise and shine. The goodness of God is here. We've got a God that is supreme, and he's filling this earth with his goodness. He filled the earth. He showed the earth his goodness in walking here, in growing from a baby to a young man to a father. And now he's bringing about it in his body, in his bride, in his people. So be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.